Well, great news. We read this morning that Melbourne hotels have experienced a 50% lift in occupancies this year as people return to the city. And let's face it, we're getting a lot more tourists in now with a few restrictions eased. Dougal Hollis is the general manager at the accommodation arm of the Australian Hotels Association Victoria. Good morning, Dougal.
Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for the opportunity.
Geez, it was a tough 2 years, Dougal.
Indeed it was. We were in single-digit occupancies, and we're all about bringing people together and celebrating, and of course that's exactly what you couldn't do during the pandemic.
So things have ramped up, and you're up to what, I think I read this morning, 60% average occupancy. What was it in its heyday?
Look, this time pre-pandemic, we've still got some way to go, but we're trending in the right direction. We're typically at this time of year around high 70s to low 80s. So we've got some work to do, but we're certainly trending in the right direction.
Now, Dougal, is this interstate and international visitors, or are more Melburnians choosing to have a staycation?
Yeah, good question. I think what they've realised during the pandemic is the value of travel, getting out and reconnecting with family and friends. So there's a lot of Victorians spotting the opportunity and really getting out, as I said, and getting together with friends and family again. But also the confidence in the business travel is coming back as well. So the interstate visitors, they realise that the Zoom meetings, there's a serious amount of Zoom fatigue and wanting to get back and engage in person and really collaborate again together.
When would you be able to pop the champagne and say Melbourne is officially back in town?
Look, I think Melbourne's we're developing an inventory of accommodation that's absolutely going to be the envy of the rest of Australia, because the investors have got real confidence in our market. The reasons to come to Melbourne are very, very strong. If you look at the arts, theatre, the major events, we only need to see what happened during the Grand Prix with the 420,000 people across that race weekend. So all of those reasons to come to Melbourne. And in fact, I think data recently from showing that Melbourne was the number two winter destination across Australia as well. So many, many reasons to come to Melbourne.
Before we let you go, Dougal, can you cut a good deal still? Can you still get a really nice package if you wanted to just spend the weekend, say, in the CBD?
Absolutely. I mean, hoteliers are always very keen to get people back into the city, particularly during midweek. What's your tip? Goodness me. Say you've got a special occasion and see how you go.
Good on you, Dougal. Thank you very much. Dougal Hollis, General Manager of the Accommodation Arm of the Australian Hotels Association Victoria. And look, I think at least that news makes everyone happy, because as we said, those 2 years were tough for most people, but particularly for that industry.
I feel a special occasion coming on.